Okay, let's unpack this. What we've got today is, well, it's a deep dive into a truly unique snapshot of online conversation.
Yeah, it really is. The source material is basically a collection of posts from this one thread on an image board.
And the title is quite something. HSG Fart Ghost Edition.
It certainly is a title. And honestly, it kind of sets the stage perfectly for the content we found. This isn't some, you know, curated forum.
No, not at all.
It's raw, it's fragmented, almost like a stream of consciousness from this very specific corner of the internet.
And it jumps between topics like crazy, right? Mm. Packed with inside jokes and terms that make, well, absolutely no sense if you're not in the know.
Exactly. So our mission here in this deep dive is to sort of act as your guides into this dense, sometimes a pretty bizarre world.
We're going to try and navigate these posts, pull out the key themes, the notable discussions we found.
And really just try to understand the landscape of conversation within this specific digital space based only on the sources you've given us.
Right. So prepare yourself. We're going to bump into everything from like serious-ish debates about AI and media critique
to just lighthearted banter and, yeah, some moments that are just wonderfully weird.
It's definitely an exploration unlike many others we've done.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's jump in and see what we found.
Okay, so the very first thing that hits you looking at these sources mm-hmm. is just the unique tone and the language they use.
Yeah. Beyond that striking thread title, Fart Ghost Edition.
Yeah.
One of the early posts kind of sets the mood right away.
Oh, the ghost observation.
Yeah, the ghosts, they fart but don't shit either, end quote.
Right. It's clear from the get-go this isn't exactly formal discourse we're dealing with.
And the vocabulary is.
Yeah.
Well, it's something else. It's almost like they've developed their own internal dictionary.
Totally. We saw terms like smurf, bark beast, biznasty.
And phrases that feel almost coded like redeem shikersar, DI app, yifs, gawky frauders.
Shickles beast. Master Beast. Oh, and that incredible list.
Which one?
The one that just keeps going. New Beast, Per Beast, Squick Beast, Oink Beast, Call Beast, Fart Beast, Ribbit Beast.
Wow. Okay. Plus there are loads of others, right?
Yeah.
Like Conspitidated, Illidiap, H2 Key.
All right, hey.
Tetracarn.
Wank, Zinzink, Manbiggers, Nachetes, Dregtron, and Pi-22. It's a lot.
But what's fascinating there, I think, beyond just how strange the words are, is maybe the social function.
Exactly. Using this super specific, unconventional vocabulary isn't just random noise. It actively creates a boundary, doesn't it?
Yeah, like if you understand DI app or you know how to use SMRF in the right context.
Then you're part of the in-group. If you don't get it, you're clearly an outsider looking in.
So it's not just communication. It's like community building, identity signaling through their own language.
Mm-hmm. And you see that community dynamic playing out in the posts themselves, too. It's not just people shouting into the void.
Right. There are direct replies, back and forth arguments happening, people referencing specific post numbers.
And just a constant stream of these inside jokes. Like we saw mentions of Moai Floyd, Rudy, WWSD, and Sad Cat. Names that clearly mean something specific there.
There's even a moment where someone points out two idiots getting incredibly confused for no reason. A bit of self-awareness.
Yeah, and glimpses into how they see their own space. Things like veggiedochan.dd welcome, or someone calling it a discussion board filled with all of my friends.
And another person acknowledging, yeah, this is all super sevduffed up.
They even get into the technical side of the board sometime.
Oh yeah, the complaints about the search function.
Right. Apparently if your keyword is too broad and it would return too many results, it just gives up. Shows nothing at all.
Which sounds incredibly frustrating if you're actually trying to find something specific from the past.
Definitely. And there was talk about potentially switching the board software, maybe from VChan to JSON.
Did they say why?
One user called VChan Shit, specifically for mobile users.
Mm.
And they claimed mobile users make up more than half of Mejidochan's views.
Interesting. So they're not just using the board. They're actively discussing it, critiquing the platform itself.
Yeah. Even thinking about ways to automate stuff like moving or filtering content, it shows a pretty deep level of engagement with that particular digital space.
Okay. So moving from the sort of structure of the space to the actual content within it, a really significant theme that kept popping up was artificial intelligence. AI and content generation.
Oh, definitely. There was explicit discussion about using AI. We saw people trying to generate slopcasts, which
sound like AI generated audio. Maybe podcasts based on the thread's own content.
That's what it seems like, yeah. And based on the posts, the results weren't always great or even successful.
People mention trying multiple times, hitting generation limits.
And describing the outputs as grim or just kind of incoherent, not exactly a ringing endorsement sometimes.
Although one post was kind of telling, it noted that the AI seems to understand what DiApp is now.
Right, which is remarkable, isn't it? Considering DiApp seems to be one of their unique internal jargon terms.
It implies the AI is either learning from the thread's context or maybe from a specific data set they're feeding it.
Could be. And this leads right into a broader debate we saw in the sources, all about AI art and content quality.
Yeah, there were some strong opinions flying around. Like, yeah. No AI in no MSPA, which references that, you know, very specific webcomic art style.
Mm-hmm. And some seem to be debating if there's a middle ground, talking about things like hero mode trained AI, whatever that means exactly.
And the conversation got sort of philosophical, didn't it? Grappling with what even is slop versus a genuine passion project.
Especially when talking about independent or free online content. Is slop just like mass market, low effort pablum, as one person put it?
Or, as someone else argued, can passion projects still be, well, bad and low effort?
It really shows a community actively wrestling with the implications of AI on the kind of digital stuff they consume and maybe even create.
Trying to draw lines between automated output and like authentic human effort, even within their own pretty unconventional space.
Yeah.
Okay, so beyond the board's mechanics and the whole AI debate, these posts showed a really wide range of interest, particularly when it comes to like media, games, and art.
Absolutely. We saw discussions covering all sorts of media. Visual novels came up.
Right, that Cupid VN. Someone described it pretty critically, didn't they? Like a 5-hour homework assignment.
Yeah, and a dusky French groomer story and having awkward character banter, not exactly flattering.
And another one, Tropical VN, got dismissed even more bluntly as Westoid porno style. Disgusting. So, strong opinions there.
Mm-hmm. There's also this ongoing conversation about OELVN's original English language visual novels.
With people expressing hope, like, don't disappoint me, OELVN.
And even thinking about the technical side, like using the Renpy engine with AI portraits to maybe create VNs.
Games were a big topic too. Black Souls came up.
Right, with that specific point about its 4GB RAM requirement on Steam, which seemed high for an RPG maker game.
Yeah, leading someone to speculate it was a low-effort cash grab.
Then there was chatter about Stickworld fanart. Debates about naming OCs, making humanized versions.
Epic Universe got mentioned, too. Something about wiki vandalism and power levels. This was wild.
Oh, yeah. They were throwing specific numbers around, like 666, 137Q, and even infinite power tied to a character called Protein Man.
And Xeon was mentioned in that context, too, the Epic Universe power levels.
Other games popped up, too. Viation 75. Apparently, a specific decal showed up in a Roblox search.
Huh. Okay. Also Death Stranding, or maybe Death Striding?
Adventure Time and Madoka, which someone controversially called Beyond Redemption.
Wow, they even brainstormed game ideas.
Yeah.
Like a card-based FPS or a turn-based racer.
Yeah, seems like it. Music feature, too. There was a pretty detailed review of a symphonic black metal band.
Not that go.
They called it cold with an awkward factor, but ultimately disappointing. Two clean vocals apparently led to a pure mediocrity verdict. A grim ending to the saga, they said.
Okay, then. Varg Skillitter got a mention. And Swedish samples in music.
And someone pointed out a specific thumpy bass heartbeat track from somewhere.
And then just broader art discussions, right? Critiques of the MSPA art style, comparing different AI art styles.
And that debate about the best artist of the 21st century, Banksy, versus someone else.
Plus that comment about authenticity. Praising a creator for making comics of their old OCs a decade later.
Yeah. It's clear this community engages really deeply and often quite critically with the media they come across.
Okay. Shifting focus a bit, let's talk about the community itself. Certain figures, characters, they seem to appear repeatedly, almost like motifs or running gags.
Absolutely. That phrase Rose Lalonde, came up multiple times.
And one post just emphatically stated, Rose Lalonde is a singular figure. So that character clearly holds some significant weight or is a major reference point for them.
Yeah, and another character, Phi, was explicitly called a rose, which suggests some kind of connection or maybe a perceived similarity to this Rose Lalonde figure.
Then there were the characters Xeon, Zion, and Xeno, often mentioned together.
Right. We saw details about Xeon's appearance, like Xeon's clothes, those references in the Epic Universe power levels.
And even discussion and shared images, apparently, of gender-swapped fan art of Xeno and Zion.
Other character names popped up, too, probably familiar within specific fandoms like Nepeta, Gemsy, Vriska.
Alongside more unique sounding names like Jazz, Baby Ghost, and Queenber.
And there was that intriguing concept of remade humans, like someone called Viation. Hints at some internal lore or shared concepts they discuss.
Definitely feels like layers upon layers of context there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, we do need to address the presence of politically and socially charged content that we found within these sources.
Yes, and this is really crucial. We are simply reporting on what was said in this specific thread, based only on the source material you provided us.
Exactly. We aren't endorsing, we're not validating, we're not taking any stance on these viewpoints ourselves. This is just what was in the data.
Right. So the sources contain posts that explicitly claim communism is Jewish.
Yeah, and they list various figures alleged to be Jewish in support of this claim. Historical figures like Karl Marx, Lenin, Stalin, Lazar Kaganovich, Trotsky, Yagoda.
And also contemporary figures like Putin, Prigozhin, Solovyov, Zinc, and various oligarchs were mentioned.
And one post made the explicit claim that Russia is paying for Jewish communism.
There was also that particularly jarring post, the one combining contradictory extremist slogans.
Oh, yeah. Heil Hitler, glory to Ukraine, and abolish ICE, all in one go.
Which really highlights the fragmented and often internally inconsistent nature of the political stuff you can find in these anonymous spaces.
Definitely. Other commentary included a discussion about the ethnicity of a specific YouTuber.
Geographical comparisons, like one post calling Texas more third world than New England compared to New Jersey.
Yeah.
Which was called an ignorant masshole comment by someone else.
And that unique analysis of U.S. presidents, categorizing them by perceived personality or upbringing types, like spoiled, beaten, molested, neglected.
Right, mentioning Roosevelt, Jefferson, Jackson, Ben Franklin, Eisenhower, Truman, Cool Cal, Taft in that context.
The sources also included discussions using terms like troons and debates around labels or whether there are distinct symbolic physical traits that define a woman.
A post used the specific term 30 troon.
There were also instances of people using insults like retard, which then actually prompted a discussion within the thread about ableist remarks.
So some level of internal moderation or reaction, at least.
Seems like it. And finally, on this sort of topic, there was a debate about whether online spaces like this one have become polized.
Which is a term they use to describe them becoming, like, undesirable or corrupted.
Yeah. And the reasons suggested in the thread included things like spam bots, fake users, AI flooding the space.
And something they called event CEOs, who apparently take over popular threads somehow.
It's a glimpse into how the community perceives these, like, external forces impacting their own online home turf.
Okay. And mixed in with all of that, there were just these moments of pure randomness. Bizarre observations that just don't fit anywhere else.
Absolutely. Like starting with the whole ghost farting concept.
Right. Or the scattered mentions of dreams. Someone had a nightmare about ghosts.
Another dreamed about Shinji in NRVHQ. And there were just broader discussions about remembering or forgetting dreams.
And someone just randomly posting about feeling like they needed more teeth.
Just okay then. The sources also referenced or implied a lot of specific visual stuff, probably images shared in the thread, right? Based on file names or descriptions.
Yeah, like the Fart Ghost Edition image itself and etnafart.gif.
The 75 cube and gay 75 images. Pictures related to characters like Rose Lalonde, Zion, Iman, Ryuk, Sad Cat.
The gender-swapped art of Xena Zion, a TRV thief NDKE image.
The specific Roblox decal search results, someone posted a welcoming place image.
Screenshots of the Epic Universe Wiki, those power level screenshots. Neko Arc and Patrice videos.
And specific internet memes like Moai and that co-opted truth nuke thing. Lots of visual culture references.
There was even mention of something called a hobo fable featuring a drunky hobo named Rose Jikadens.
Yeah, and one user commented it felt like a sequel or continuation, saying it was like Homestuck 2.
Okay. And just out of nowhere, presented within the source material, dated June 11th, 2025.
A mention of Brian Wilson's death on that specific day.
Yeah.
Just dropped in there.
Wow. Okay. And to wrap up the weirdness, a mention of a scam advisor check for the board's domain, megidocan.de.
Which apparently got an undeniable rating, whatever that signifies.
It truly captures the eclectic and often just nonsensical nature of the space, doesn't it?
It really does.
Wow. Okay. So we've journeyed pretty deep into this fragmented, often contradictory collection of online posts.
Yeah, it felt chaotic just looking at it on the surface, didn't it? Like flipping through a million TV channels at once, all different topics.
But as we went through it, you could start to see patterns emerge, you know, the formation of a community.
with its own language, its own shared references, those inside jokes. And even these complex debates, however, bizarrely expressed they might be.
This deep dive really offered a unique kind of window, didn't it?
Yeah.
Into the specific language, the incredibly wide-ranging interests.
And the sometimes clashing viewpoints present in just this one online thread. We saw everything from, like, obscure games and niche media critiques.
To discussions about AI, community decay, and even those fringe political claims we mentioned, all filtered through that community's very distinct way of talking.
It definitely leaves you wondering, though, what does exploring a space like this really tell us? You know, a place where such diverse, unfiltered, often conflicting ideas just collide and coexist. What does that say about how information gets processed and shared and understood online today?
Yeah. How do you, listening, navigate these kinds of fragmented digital landscapes? What does it even take to find meaning or maybe connection within spaces that feel so intimate to their users, but at the same time, completely alien to outsiders?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot to think about.